tonight, we are now joined by today's winner of the Sport Clips VFW Help a Hero 200 at Darlington Raceway and driver of the number 20 Toyota Super GR for Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell. We'll hop right into questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll do our best to get a mic to you in a swift manner. We'll give you that Bob up here at the front.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. When did you know you were doing this race? Because this usually is a Denny race.
It is usually a Denny race. I don't know. I'd say probably a month ago or so. JGR came up to me and asked if I would be interested in doing it. I said, heck yeah, I would. I love this place. So I'll race any day of the week.
And were you still feeling as good about it with 10 laps left to go as you were with one lap to go?
No. I had lost the race, Bob. There's no doubt about it.
I felt as good about actually doing the race and the heat and everything like that.
I mean, it's hot. It's really, really hot. But, you know, I think I got a lot of time to recover for tomorrow. It's a night race, so... I think it's beneficial to do these things, and especially at racetracks like Darlington where it's really tough. So, I mean, it was a bummer whenever I really started falling off there at the end of third stage, and then Sheldon got by me. But it's never over till it's over. I've learned that many of times.
We'll go to Pete, and then we'll go to Reed up here at the front.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. Christopher, you said that you did it because it's fun, it's a nice track, it's something you like to do. Can you get anything that might help you tomorrow out of what you've done today?
I mean, the thing is that the cars are so different now, the Xfinity cars to the Cup cars, that it's hard to take anything from car to car. But Darlington is just such a unique racetrack that I do think laps here help for, tomorrow. So the cars are going to drive completely different. There's nothing that I can take from a driving, tendencies from today to tomorrow, but getting more laps here is hard to get, and so I'll take them anytime I can get them.
Go with Reed up here.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. How sketchy was that situation with Custer on the backstretch on the first overtime lap?
I thought I was going head on into the inside wall. Yeah, I just I don't know. I glimpsed in my mirror coming off of turn two, and I felt like I had him cleared. And then I got a tail wag off of turn two, and he was still at my quarter panel. And fortunately, I had the momentum on the top, I guess, and slid in front of him and was able to gather back up.
Right. Any other questions? Let's go Steven up here.
Steven Stumm, Frontiers.com. Christopher, with the last four Cup races going to overtime, this one going to overtime as well, has it almost become more of a surprise when it doesn't go to overtime?
A little bit. Ironically, we were looking at this over last week of how many races went to overtime, how many of the races went green out, and it looked like this one was going to go green out, and then the yellow flag came out. So you never know if it's over until the checker flag falls. So, I was very fortunate that the yellow flag came out. My picker did an amazing job to get us the lead.
Let's go with Adam in the back.
Adam Carabine, RacingRefresh.com. When you're racing against someone like Sheldon Creed, who has had some bad luck, he's been looking for his first win for a long time, do you ever feel bad, especially as like a Cup Series regular coming down into the Xfinity Series, or does that even enter your head at all?
No, it doesn't. As an Xfinity regular a couple years ago, I loved whenever the Cup guys came down, and you want to race against the best. So, I want him to win. I think he deserves to win, but I want him to earn it. And, I say that with all due respect because he did earn it today. And unfortunately, the yellow flag came out and he didn't get the win. But, another race where Sheldon did a great job and did everything right, but unfortunately didn't get the checker flag.
All right. Any last questions for Christopher?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Congratulations. Good luck.